First of all, in the estimation of government, this appears to be an unfair characterization, because as a government, we believe that we have taken key and critical steps to deepen governance, to ensure that sufficient safeguards are provided for civil and political liberties, and essentially to ensure that government continues to deliver key and critical services for our people. As a matter of fact, we have just gone through multi-tier elections on June 24. And in the estimation of government, such election has been acclaimed to be the most peaceful post-conflict history. And of course, those polls were free, fair, and transparent. So it's unfortunate that the United States government has taken the decision to impose visa or travel restrictions. We don't yet know what the scope of this would be. We don't yet know who those individuals are that will be victims of this. But as a government, we believe that this is quite an unfortunate decision. However, we recognize that it is the prerogative of the United States government to take such measures or take such decisions as they deem fit and necessary under given circumstances. So for us, as a government, we believe that we'll have to engage diplomatically and by other means. As a matter of fact, His Excellency the President will be in New York for the United Nations General Assembly. And hopefully we should be able to utilize that corridor as well to engage not just with the United States Secretary of State, but other senior government officials as well.
As you said, Sierra Leone just had peaceful, free and fair elections. But everything that is available, people in the international community question the process. That's why I think the United States is saying that it's going to hold responsible those who manipulate or rig the electoral process.
Looking at the notice, that's what the general scheme of things would appear to be. Indeed, they have suggested that maybe there are people who may have chosen to subvert the process. Maybe there are people who may have engaged in fraudulent electoral practices. Maybe there are people who sought to undermine peace and democracy in Sierra Leone. So as I said, we don't yet know specifics. We wish maybe we would have gotten some areas of clarification so that we are in a position to have a proper estimation. But this is just a general characterization. It's a general statement. But hopefully when both sides sit to engage, some of those things will be clearer. But let me just say this, James. As far as the legitimacy of President Julius Maada Bio is concerned, there is no contestation. He ran for the presidency. He defeated the main challenger. He got 56% of the total valid vote cast. He was declared president as per Section 42, subsection 3 of the Constitution. And Section 54 of the Public Elections Act has given an opportunity to any citizen to raise questions about validity or challenge, essentially, the outcome of the elections. James, no such petition was ever filed. So as far as we are concerned, His Excellency the President was duly elected.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jamiru. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
The honor is mine, James. Thank you. Wish you all the best.